for inviting me down to give my testimony here. First off, I'd want to say that I'm here to glorify God and not glorify sin in any way. You know, I would like to warn you how deep you can get into sin and that sin will take you further than you really want to do, you really want. And as I say, I'm here to glorify God. I give thanks to God for saving my soul and changing my life and how he turned my life around. But first of all, I'd like to pray to ask God for help. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your presence with us, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, you continue with us, Lord. Lord, I just pray now, Lord, that you help me, Lord, to give my testimony, Lord, and let you be glorified. Pray, Lord, you empty me of self, Lord, and fill me with the Holy Spirit. Just ask you for all these things through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as I've already said, my name's David Bell. I was born just outside Auchnacloy, which is a wee border town near Dungannon. I was born the 9th of January, 1900, and just can't remember the year now. I was born into a family, quite a large family of 5 brothers and 3 sisters, and as already said, I lived in a very small farm. But I was brought up to respect law and order, and I was sent or forced along to Sunday school, but had no interest whatsoever in church or anything to do with church. At the age of 11, my father died, and this was a very difficult time, obviously, for my mom, not just due to the death, but my mom didn't come from a farming background, so she had to learn very quickly how to be shrewd with farmers. But on the 13th of July, 2013, my mom passed away, and she's with the Lord. But my problems actually started when I was 13 years of age. My neighbours used to take me along to, I wouldn't call it a pub, I'd call it a shebeen on the border. They had no licence for drink, but they brought me along and they bought me drink and I drank and fooled about for them. And they just made fun of me and I laughed and had fun with them. But at the age of 15, I started working in a garage as a mechanic and doing body work, and now I could buy my own drink. And even at that early age, I used to do overtime at night, and I would get my money off my boss and I'd go straight over to the pub and drink it. At the age of 18, I joined the Ulster Defence Regiment, which I'm very proud to be a member of, and I served 28 years altogether. After 22 years of full-time service, I retired as a sergeant major. I saw and attended many bombings and many shootings, and saw many of my friends blew up and shot. But I played football for the battalion, and I played many sports. I played football and golf, darts, pool, snooker, and I played for teams like Dungannon, Swifts, Lagall, Milford, Everton. But you know, this is where the devil can use your ability against you to get you in the pubs and clubs, and that's where I spent a lot of my time. On the 23rd of June 1976, I got married at Linnestown there, and I have a daughter and a son and 4 grandchildren. I have 1 granddaughter and she's 20. I know I don't look that old, but that's the way it is. How did I get saved? Well, it was on the 2nd of March in 1981. Armagh Free Presbyterian Church had a mission, and Reverend McCrae was the speaker. My sister came to me several times during that mission and invited me along, and I used every excuse I could to get out of going, and I had quite a few, I can assure you. But one night I gave in. And I went along to the mission, and the Lord really spoke to me that night. And you know, the Lord tells us in Romans that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But he also tells us, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That night I realized I was a sinner. I realized I need to repent of my sin, and I did. And I asked the Lord into my life. Things were okay for approximately 18 months. I love going to my church. I love going to my prayer meetings. And I think that's important that we do that. But then after 18 months, I started to backslide. Our battalion played their football on a Sunday. You're just talking about Northern Ireland playing on a Sunday. Well, our battalion team played on a Sunday because that's when they could get the part-time guys out to play. When the manager asked me, I kept refusing. But this was a battle I was having with the devil, because I loved to play football. I loved to play for the battalion. Just to give you a wee bit of background, I'm not boasting here. I was selected to play for the British Army. I got my leg broke 3 weeks before I was due to go to the trials and training. So that meant I was under demand for my battalion. The first mistake I made, I agreed to play one Sunday. I went along and played my football and thought that'd be it, I wouldn't do it again. But the second mistake I made, about 2 weeks later, we won a cup and it was filled with drink. I can't remember exactly what it was, and I took my first drink from the cup. I was now playing football on a Sunday. I wasn't attending my church, and the devil kept saying to me, "How can you play football and go to your church?" So I stopped going to church. But you know, in Hosea 14, verse 4, it says, "I will heal the backsliding." And Jeremiah says, "Turn, O backslider children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you." But I carried on drinking more and more. Sometimes I didn't know how I got home. And worst of all, I didn't care. I got depressed, so I drank more. It was difficult to work under all this pressure. It's difficult dealing with incidents, seeing my friends being shot and blown up and dealing with incident after. I should have been asking the Lord for his help and strength to deal with these problems. You know, God promises us that he shall never leave us nor forsake us. But I had left God out of my life. But I believe after a time that the Lord started to speak to me and warn me. And I'll just give you a couple of instances here. I don't know if you ever heard of a patrol called the UDR-4, but there was four UDR members were charged and served time for shooting a Roman Catholic while on duty. Well, I was a member of that patrol. I was arrested and taken into Castlereagh Holding Centre and spent a week. But when I was inside, I had plenty of time to think, and I made a promise to the Lord. I says, "Lord, you get me out and I will come back to you." The Lord kept his part of the promise, but I decided as soon as I got out, I'd phone a friend up and I went straight down the street and started to drink. A couple of my friends got killed on the Killalea Road, two of them seriously injured. On that particular night, I went in to help with their family and friends. And about 1:30 in the morning, I made a phone call to a local pub, a friend of mine, and I spent the rest of the night drinking. On the 9th of January 1988, one of my brothers took a heart attack in an army camp in Auchnacloy, and it was my birthday, and I was in having a meal in one of the local pubs, and I was called down, and my brother had died. In that instant, there was a guy who owned the pub, and he brought a bottle of whiskey to the wake and a bottle of vodka, and we spent a night with one of my brothers, and we drank it. How did the Lord change my life? Well, on the 7th of August 2000, it was a Monday morning, I woke up and my desire of drink was gone. Normally, when I got up in the morning, the first thing I'd be thinking about, where would I get a drink? I couldn't understand this. But I later realised that the Lord had to deal with my problem before he could deal with me. That Tuesday morning, I went to work and I was doing a duty called duty officer in the battalion, and it's a duty where you're there for 24 hours, you actually sleep in the army camp, and RSM details you have to do certain inspections or on companies as directed by him. Arriving home on a Wednesday morning, I arrived home and my wife and family had gone. They'd left me. The Friday morning, I decided my wife and family had done nothing wrong, so I decided I'd move out of the house and I'd move into the army camp. I just described the room to you the best I can remember. There was a small room, there was a small chest of drawers, there was a small wardrobe, a bedside locker, a single bed with a sink in the corner. And that's what my life had been reduced to. That week, God put many Christian people in my path, but once again, my sister came to my aid, my older sister, and she said to me, "Go you and speak to a man called David Wilson." And after about 2 hours speaking with David, he's a pastor out at Milford. I'm sure he was actually sick looking at me, you know, but he was quite gracious and humble with me. And he said to me, he says, "Go you back and read read the Bible. And I says, I haven't got one. So he gave me a New Testament. And I went back and he said, start off, he says, with the Gospel of John. And as I was reading the Gospel of John, I come to John 14 and verse 16. And this is what it says. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. When I read that verse, it really spoke to me. And I thought, that's what I need, is the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Like it tells you in verse 25, that really spoke to me. That night, I got down on my knees beside the bed in the army camp, and I asked the Lord to forgive me and asked him back into my life. Remember I said earlier, God promises I will heal your backsliding. Well, I thought I'd have to go to church or find a church. So I went to a church on Portydown Road outside of Armagh, but I was never happy there. I always felt that the Lord was leading me back to the Free Presbyterian Church, but I couldn't really go because my wife went there and we were separated. In my prayers, I asked God to help me get my wife and family back. And I believe God was giving me hope and answering a prayer when I asked Glynis, would you leave an iron out? Because I had to start ironing my clothes and do all that business, you know, and was in the army camp. But when I picked the iron up, which was left out in the garage, Glynis had left a tape from Armagh Free Presbyterian Church for me to listen to. And she told me after that she actually just rushed in, picked the tape up and sat it for me to read. And this tape, it was all about David. How he had lost all when he and his men had returned from Ziklag. Remember, Ziklag had been burnt with fire and all were taken captive. But the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, that David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And in verse 19, it tells us David recovered all. Well, that particular passage is the same passage as David Wilson had spoken to me on the Saturday night when I went to... when my sister told me to go and speak to him. So then I thought, the Lord has given me a wee message here. Maybe I should do something about it. So I decided then I would invite my wife out for tea. I thought that would be a good idea. And after a period of time, the Lord got us back together. And as you see, she's here tonight anyhow. She's still with me. Okay. So I'll just finish with this. What has the Lord done for me? Well, the Lord totally changed my life. I'm now back walking with the Lord. I'm leader of the youth fellowship in Armagh, and I must say I really enjoy it. I just have a burden for young people, so I do, because I try to advise them and keep them from slipping into what happened to me. After about 2 years when I was back in the church, they decided to pick a new committee. I was sitting there and done my voting as I thought the Lord was leading me, and sitting in the church and my name was called out. Well, I nearly fell off the pew, I might as well tell you, for I couldn't believe it. I became secretary of the church, and last year they picked two new elders, and Wesley Sargent and myself was picked as an elder, and I must say I was really humbled and most sincerely thank my own congregation that they would put their faith and trust in me as an elder of the church. What a change the Lord has made in my life. From a life of sin, drink, to becoming an elder in the church. Only God could change my life. I tried many times giving up my addictions, but it was only God could do it for me. Only God had the power to defeat Satan and turn my life around. I'm just going to finish with a couple of wee thoughts here. And if you're a backslider in here tonight, I know how miserable you feel, because I know you feel you should be walking with the Lord, but yet you're in the world. But as I said earlier, the Lord said he's married to the backslider, and he says he will heal their backsliding. If you're unsaved in here tonight, you are really in danger, because you're going to a lost eternity. There's no hope for you. And I just leave you with this as I finish. If you're not concerned about your sin tonight, sin has a bigger grip on you than you realize. I thank you for listening.